this is a Sustainable Lens web-only feature.
Sustainable Lens on radio.
I'm with Mary Barreto from the Madeira Interactive Technologies Institute from the University of Madeira, Portugal. She's got some interesting projects underway, and the approach that she's taking, that of social translucence, is particularly interesting. So, welcome.
Thank you.
So, what's your background?
I have a psychology degree and that I took in the University of Porto, north of Portugal. And then I went and pursued a master's in human-computer interaction, which was a partnership program between CMU, Carnegie Mellon, and University of Madeira. And I'm more of a user experience researcher, if you wanted to define an area.
So how come you find yourself working in sustainability?
So at the time when I was finishing my master's, there were a couple of projects coming in the local university related to sustainability. And one of the packages was related to motivation and how could we design systems or at some point understand consumption, energy consumption behavior and design for it at the local area. Since one of the partners on the project was the local electricity company, and they were interested to know if we could somewhat get a list of people and get some users to interview and then do like a long-term study.
Yeah. Now, in your paper, you described three approaches to changing behavior,
mm-hmm.
Educating, and just-in-time.
Yeah.
Recommendations, and then social motivation. And you're focusing on the last one, is that right?
Yes. So some of the recent work is more related to social networks and how can they impact or they can they motivate other people to sort of engage in consumption or sustainable behaviors. We're more interested in those social relationships or connections, but more in the home level and how social dynamics in the family may influence that, since we believe that that's one of the first places where, for example, children or any of us learn social and behaviors and basic habits of consumption. And we think that these close connections of social dynamics will help and at some point exert a stronger influence or a different influence from social networks which we believe are not so close ties.
So is this part of the CNIS project?
CNIS, yes.
What does that stand for?
It's Sustainable Interaction and Network Awareness Systems. So it's a full package that not only concerns motivation but also transportation, and designing, for example, or thinking about using sensors for future projects which are part of, and right now not being implemented, but for example considering water consumption, using sensors to measure other behaviors other than electricity consumption.
Right. Energy consumption is invisible. You turn the light on and turn the switch and the light comes on. There's nothing to show us how much energy we're using.
Yes, so right now what families have is just an electricity bill, a piece of paper that is somewhat not accessible to family members or most of them. And even if they're educated, they have some difficulties in trying to understand what they have in front of them. Previous to designing the energy meter we used this energy meters that they're already in the market. UK has been developing some of them, and one of the findings that we saw is even if they had those L2 energy meters that already consumed in the market, they had the same information. Even if they could see kilowatt per hour, they're not quite sure what that means or what they did to contribute to that amount of energy.
Right. So how do you make it a relevant? You make it a relevant number. Do you?
So the study that we're doing right now, we're trying to sort of have the consumption per hour, or day, week, and month, and also use color annotation to help them differentiate between what could be higher consumption in a determined time, and in the future disaggregate that information in order for them to identify activities, because families, they are already aware of what activities they do. They are already naturally aware of what's their routines in terms of what activities they have to do, who's at home, and if they're home, what exactly they're doing. They have this information already implicit there, and we hope that with this information make the system more relevant to them. Having all these devices that they use and activities and what energy perceptions and misconceptions that they might have, how they connect to this.
Right. So where does the social networks come in? Is that what you, is that the social translucence? Is that what?
So the social translucence is as an interplay of three properties that we want to highlight in this. So visibility, awareness, and accountability. We believe that these are sort of three steps in order for them to engage in more sustainable behaviors. So visibility is making their behaviors and everything they do in the home space that contributes to energy consumption more visible, so they become therefore more aware. If like we mentioned before, if the electricity bill only gives you some numbers and it's not visible how your behavior contributed to that final number or final bill, you want to make sure that they are aware and the activities they do are visible, hopefully making them more aware and hopefully making them feel more accountable, because either other family members already know how much they've consumed, or either because they have identified that this specific activity that I did this morning was responsible for this amount of energy, and maybe I could change something about it, or the way I use this device, or the way I perform this activity.
Right. So why is it translucent and not transparent?
Because translucent is an idea of not making them, because some of the responses we had was, okay, I have some basic activities that I have to do for, in order to survive, or I do it because it makes part of me, so I'm not going to change my life because of that. And you don't want to also create this tension of people sort of not feeling free of doing their regular activities. You don't want to feel want them to feel too guilty about that. Because
so you're only revealing some things, is that the
yes
the idea? Okay. So I would choose what I'm going to share with my family. Is
yes.
it family based?
Yes.
In
yes.
the home?
Yes.
So couldn't they tell that I've got the lights turned on?
You mean could you hide something or
yeah.
Well, families already are aware of their routines and they know exactly what goes on. So, it especially parents, they have shared activities, shared schedules. They have sort of cooperate in order to respond to their roles as parents. So it's kind of hard. Hiding something from the other family members. What you want is these activities to or give the message to other family members that it should be a group effort,
right?
In terms of reducing their energy consumption,
right? And that would while you're looking at energy consumption, that the same ideas would probably apply to other resources and to other groupings of people.
Yes.
So it's the idea. Tell me if I get it wrong. Mm-hmm. It's the mutual awareness of it mm-hmm. that brings the accountability.
Yes.
Right.
But right now, like one of the challenges right now is how can we measure it? How can we make people feel accountable and make sure they maintain whatever changes they want to in order to sort of achieve these more sustainable behaviors, either if it's stop using this device in this particular way, or changing their routines in order to save more resources.
That's fabulous. It sounds like a great project.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.